Now when they are getting hungry, you say you have to
go out. I got to feed the stock.
Okay. If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, do you have any names for all of them?
Flocks.
You're going to feed...
I'm going out to feed the flocks.
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Setting hen.
The place where they live is...
A hen house.
Is it just a little rude shelter built in the open for the chicks to run out?
A chicken lot?
Yeah. What's the purpose of that place?
Well, now you take a chicken lot, that's to keep the chickens from scattering all the place, to keep the stuff from getting to them and from destroying them. Like animals, owls, and such as that, foxes.
But sometimes don't you have a hen end up?
Well, now you call that a chicken coop.
But the chickens can run out from under.
The little chickens can run out in under, but the old hen can't.
She's
or you have her in the coop.
I see. And what, is she laying eggs in, or the main purpose is to keep her from...
No, the main purpose when you put one in the coop like that is once you get straying off the little chicken too far away from the house, well then you put that coop in as shady a place as you can find and put the old mommy hen in under that coop, and those chickens can just stroll about and come back through as they want to.
They won't leave, right?
No, they won't leave as long as old mommy's on there clucking.
Okay. When you eat a chicken, what do you call the part that children usually like to...
The pulley bone.
Okay. And isn't there kind of a superstition or...
Yeah, the short bone or the long bone, you make a whoosh and then you pull that bone and see if you see the whoosh is going to come true.
Well, are there any other...
The whoosh bone.
Superstitions concerning who gets the short end?
Let's see. I don't know whether I have heard that phrase exactly to that point or not, that I can recall. There may be something. If it is, we never use it.
I just wondered, I've heard sometimes that the one who gets the short end is going to marry first or something like that. I don't know if that's widespread or not.
I don't know. It may have been used by a different one, but I don't remember it if it has. I mean, I can't recall it right off.
Mm-hmm.
If it's been used for the one. I've heard them say, for good luck, let's just pull the pulley bone and see who's going to get the short end or the long end or something mm-hmm. like that.
Okay. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken if you say the liver and the heart?
Well, no, you call it the liver mm-hmm. and the heart.
But is there any one term for all of them?
The only thing that you would call would be the innards at all.
Okay, what, innards or inwards?
The innards of them.
Okay. How about the inside parts of the pig or cow that you eat?
Well, that would be the innards of that. That'd be your lights, and that's a lung to the whole.
What, the lights?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
how did that term ever get?
That's all I ever heard it.
But the same as what, those lights? I mean, just lights?
Just lights, and just, that's the old people's term for it. You see, the old lady that raised me, she said, I'm going to cook a mess of lights today.
Uh-huh.
And now them lights is the whole glum.
Is it very good?
Yeah, they're pretty good. To take them and cook them and water them down, uh-huh. they're mighty good.
Hmm. What part? The part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in.
That's the entrance of the whole.
Okay. Do you ever use the term chitlin?
Chitlin?
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is what?
Time to do up the night work.